Hey, thank you for downloading the Brandon Baxter in the Morning podcast, powered by Ashley Home Store. Right now, get up to 20% off store-wide, plus there's an option to pay no interest for up to 36 months, or enjoy 60 months no interest for a limited time. There's fresh new looks at amazing prices store-wide at Ashley Home Store. This is home on Fair Park Boulevard in Jonesboro.
Get up! Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
Well, good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
Good morning, David the Barrel Boy.
What's up, Double B?
Looks like I missed the memo. You guys match today.
We do. I didn't even notice. Match.
It's like brother and sister, or more like mother and son.
Yeah, probably to more that.
How are y'all feeling for a Monday?
I'm good.
Feeling solid.
I bet David's worn out. He exhausted himself this weekend watching football.
All I did yesterday was watch the NFL, and I stayed up late watching that Packers game, which was amazing. That's one of the best.
It was a good game.
Sunday night football games I've ever seen.
Yeah, so I missed the part where Rodgers goes out.
Oh.
But I saw that there was a different guy in there. So Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback, gets hurt, leaves the game, is carted off the field, and comes back.
Whenever he left, you could hear a pin drop. When he came back, it got so loud. And then he had the comeback. And I was texting all my friends, like, he's going to win this game. He's going to win this game. Lo and behold, he wins the game. It gives me chills thinking about it.
You didn't text me about that. You text all your friends, but not me.
Well, I mean, you have to be a friend.
David, I saved your life on Friday.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, how many other friends have ever saved your life?
I thought you might have been asleep, so I didn't want to bother you.
Yeah. I normally go to bed before you. He's a jerk, man.
I'm sorry. Wow. I didn't mean it like that. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry.
Because of me, David lived through almost a head-on collision that could have crashed on his side.
That
but
is
I
true.
Risked myself. And he can't even text me about Aaron Rodgers.
We do need to talk through that at some point today.
It's a true story. Oh. 100% true.
Let's get you caught up on what's trending with Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
All right, today is Monday, September the 10th of 2018, and Tropical Storm Florence has intensified into a hurricane. Now, Florence may make landfall anywhere from New England to the Carolinas as soon as Thursday.
CBS CEO Leslie Moonves is stepping down following numerous allegations of sexual misconduct that spanned much of his career.
And Miss New York Nia Franklin was named Miss America 2019 last night in Atlantic City. She won a $50,000 scholarship along with the crown.
And now you're caught up on what's trending.
Brandon Baxter in the Morning.
So, unbeknownst to all of you who are awake right now, Friday morning as we were headed to Rector, Kelly was all kinds of stressed out. Mm-hmm. She was stressed out and she came in like all flustered because her dog was having issues with its bowels.
Oh, man.
With everything.
And was pooping and peeing everywhere in her house. And she came in flustered. It was almost like we joke about, like, you know, Kramer comes into the room on Seinfeld. Ha! You guys are never going to believe it. And her hair was a mess. And we're like, what's happening? And she's like, the dog. I've been cleaning up stuff all day. And she was worried the dog was going to ruin her weekend.
Yeah. Well, he basically did until I got smart and went and bought something for him. And now I'm so tired of cleaning up all of his stuff. I've decided to put a diaper on him.
A diaper for a dog?
Yes. And you can buy them for dogs. I have a smaller dog. People say, oh, they're prone to peeing everywhere. Well, he does, right. And I'm tired of it.
Your dog's not that small. He's probably 30 pounds, right?
No, 11.
Dang.
Yeah.
He's real small.
So you get these things. Did you get the reusable ones or the ones that you have to wash?
No.
The ones you throw away, I mean.
The throwaway.
So they're probably more expensive.
Well, they are, but here's the thing. So I put it on him last night, took him outside, let him do his business, and then I put one on him. Well, this morning when I got up, I took him outside and I had to take his diaper off.
Yeah.
And it was full.
Well, because he had to go.
No. But like normally, you know, dogs can hold it. So now I'm thinking, oh, great. I've been getting on to him. And now I think maybe he has some type of bladder infection. And I'm like, I'm a horrible person because I think something's wrong with him.
Okay. So I do want to know this because with a baby, you have to you have to wash. You can't just like take the diaper off and put a new one on.
Right.
Do you like have to go in there and clean up a dog? Because that would be a mess.
Well, I bought a changing table.
No, you did not. She has a family restroom in her house now. This is weird. And can I tell you what's weird about it? is our dogs, our two dumb boy dogs who are really cute, but they're really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
They started trying to hike their legs on one chair.
Oh.
So Leslie has bought one of these stupid things too.
No way.
But hers, ours isn't like a diaper that you throw away. Ours is more like a piece of cloth that wraps around. It's like a...
like in the olden days.
It's almost like that. But there's room on the ones that we have. If they needed to go number two, there's room. So essentially, this is a a pocket.
Well,
a willy pocket.
Right.
So I don't know, because I haven't tried to put the willy pocket on.
Well,
the
you
dogs.
Know what? I have a picture of it, and no. I'll post it. I'm going to shame my dog this morning.
All right. Also, I want to get a video of you putting this on the dog.
I want to see that.
Because can you imagine her being awkward, like, oh, God, oh, God.
No, I talked to him. All right, come here. This is what we have to do now.
That is awkward.
Maybe that's a solution. And how do you know if your dog has a bladder infection? How do you can't ask him.
Well,
what's
does
going
it
on,
hurt?
Buddy?
Does it burn when you pee? This is weird, man.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande, who is mourning the loss of her ex-boyfriend. So her ex-boyfriend is rapper Mac Miller, and he passed away on Friday at the age of 26. They believe he overdosed in his home. So a lot of tributes were out this weekend, including a tribute from Ariana Grande, who posted a photo, I guess from the time when they might have been together. What was sad, though, is a lot of people on social media started attacking Ariana and her fiancé, Pete Davidson, saying that Mac Miller's passing was her fault. Mm. She had to go and disable comments on her social media. Man. So a tough time for them, but Ariana Grande is mourning the loss of Mac Miller.
And we got your gossip on Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. Now, for months, we've heard they hate each other.
Yeah.
And I think that was pretty much confirmed over the weekend. Mm. They were at some fashion week, fashion show, some type of thing like that. So they were real dressed up, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just like all these massive celebrities who are out there. And then Nicki Minaj, who was taking a picture with a friend, saw Cardi B, saw her walk by with this massive train, and stepped on it. Cardi did not like that, to the point where Cardi literally took her shoe off and threw it at Nicki Minaj.
Oh.
They started yelling, they started fighting right there in the middle of this massive building. Everyone's wearing suits and dresses, but Cardi B doesn't care. She starts fighting, gets her wig ripped off, gets a big whelp on her head. The video, the pictures, they're insane. And if you want to see more of it, it's up on the BBITM blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
David, if you could fight either one of them, which one of them would you have the best chance against?
Oh, my goodness.
It's a 0% chance against both of them. I don't think it matters who I pick. Oh, my gosh.
Gotcha Gossip on Zac Efron. So he's known for High School Musical and most recently The Greatest Showman. But recently there's been some claims that Zac Efron may have been hooking up with Mel B. Now that's Scary Spice from the Spice Girls. So apparently she is separated from her husband right now. And reports are saying that they met up through a celebrity app. Like an exclusive celebrity app. And I'm kind of thinking, you're a celebrity. Like, why do you need an app?
I want that app. Am I a celebrity?
But here's the thing.
No, not like that, though. That's weird. Shut up.
That is weird.
Delete that
Rewind
from the podcast.
What you just said.
Delete from the podcast.
Tinder for celebrities.
Here's the deal, though. She's 43. He's 30. But apparently it was just a one date kind of thing.
Oh, that's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what she said to him when he called? Tell me what you want. What you really, really want. Thank you. I'll be here all day, unfortunately. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
It is Monday morning. They match.
We do. We planned it.
Like, who wears maroon? Like, how do you time out maroon?
I really don't know.
Like the band.
What's the name of the band?
Maroon 5.
Okay, just checking.
Maroon 6.
Maroon 7.
Did you think for a second maybe she wasn't going to know?
Yes, absolutely. Just like Scotty McCready last week.
It was a mistake.
How many maroon shirts do you have?
I think maybe several.
David, how many maroon shirts do you have?
Maybe two.
It's just weird because I don't think I've ever seen it. That's cool you guys are on the same wavelength this morning.
Yeah.
It's because I saved your lives on Friday.
It is.
Y'all, if you want to see a lifesaver, just go to my social media.
And it's not a piece of candy.
Not at all. It's me in the flesh. Like, not in the flesh, but, you know, it's me.
That's awkward.
Anyway, Brandon on KFIN on social media.
Kelly on KFIN.
And I'm David on KFIN.
Let's do this.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
All right, you know that old prank where you, like, get some fish and you put it in someone's ceiling tile and you just kind of let it sit there and it stinks up their entire place?
Dude, it's bad because I've done that to somebody here.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
Shut.
Well, it wasn't the ceiling tile. It was in their desk at the very back.
Oh.
I baked some fish and put it in there.
You are a mean individual.
It stunk up the whole building. It was awful. It's a long time ago, though. I was young and dumb.
Yeah, sure. But there's an even worse version of this that I just found. Okay, so there's a dude in Colorado who had to call the cops the other day because he went to go fill up his van with gas, and he noticed that someone had jammed a bunch of salmon into his tank.
Oh.
And it wasn't even like raw salmon. It was like the expensive smoked salmon. So someone put a lot of effort into this.
Really?
Yeah. And he was pretty sure he knew who it was because it was his neighbor.
The neighbor?
Yeah.
Stupid.
But they've been feuding for a minute because it was like parking issues and loud music, and his neighbor just got fed up with it apparently and just like shoved all the salmon in there. And he's pretty positive it was his neighbor because she admitted to having smoked salmon at dinner the night before.
Wait a minute. She?
She.
It's a she.
It's a she.
Oh, man.
That surprised me a little bit too when I was going through this article. But the cops actually didn't buy it and ended up not filing charges. So the salmon thing could happen again.
No way.
Yeah, can you believe it? But I read this article about salmon the other day. Did you hear about this?
Oh, I haven't.
What happens when you put Nutella on salmon?
Ooh, I have no idea.
You get salmonella.
That's pretty good for a Monday joke, though.
It is.
I got to give you credit for that one.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Last night, there were two big things on television. There was the big comeback from Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers, and there was Miss America.
I'm boycotting.
Why?
Because our girl didn't make the top 15, and it's unacceptable. I will not ever be watching again, ever.
Okay. I will tell you the truth. I was very aggravated as well. Because Claudia Raffo, Miss Arkansas, was at Miss America, and she's been there all week, and all the work that they put in, and like she looked awesome, and great family, smart girl, and there were people in the top 15 that I thought, there's no way they beat her.
I'm tweeting all of the judges today because I know they care what I say.
Do it.
There's a lot of people tweeting about Miss America. Some people not happy about the changes in the pageant, and they're calling it Miss America 2.0. And I saw a lot of people saying they can't wait till we get to Miss America 3.0, like the real better version.
Yeah.
Dang.
Because you know they took out like the swimsuit portion, and they added some different elements that people didn't enjoy, like a red carpet deal. And I don't know, but like I think I got the vibe, and I really told my wife this, which was, she probably thought I was an idiot guy talking. Trying to make excuses for watching Pretty Women. But I was like, these girls are really, really smart, Leslie.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the one thing, because you're like, okay, I graduated this and this, and I'm doing this, and I've started my own business, and here's my campaign for life and all this kind of different stuff. And I'm like, wow, these are smart girls.
I will say when they asked the question and the top 15 had to answer the question, I just sat there and was like, okay, how would I answer that? Mm-hmm. And it's amazing how they can answer it. They kind of know how much time they have, but most of them, it sounded great.
Did you think on a couple of them that no matter what the question was, they were going to find a way to answer the same way? Because, first of all, I hear someone's stomach.
That was Kelly. I don't know what's going
what
on
was
with
happening?
Her. Are you okay?
I think it was me. I'm sorry.
So there was one girl who, like, they asked the question about, and it was something about, like, social media and how it's dehumanizing people. And she's like, yes, it's dehumanizing. And then she goes into something totally different. And my wife was like, oh, that's a great answer. I'm like, but it has nothing to do with the question anymore.
Well, if you watch, it's always, you know, they kind of restate it. Yes, it does. And then they somehow bring it back to their own platform.
Yes.
They do that like 9 times out of 10. It is crazy how they're able to do that and make it sound like a good answer.
And maybe that's what got to me.
Yeah.
So you and I both were watching Miss America, both aggravated. And then I felt bad for all the contestants because, like, I know how much those Miss people who represent their states, how much they work.
Yeah, they put a ton of hours into it.
And their family goes up there and their friends go up there. And anyway, I say this. Claudia Raffo is my Miss America.
Yes, and I second that.
There you go. David,
mm-hmm.
You weren't even watching, were you?
I might have just flipped over and kind of just...
You have to say it, too. Say it. Claudia Raffo is your Miss America.
Without a doubt, my right hand is in the air. Claudia Raffo is my Miss America.
Yes. There you go.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Friday morning, we're live at Harrisburg High School. That's also the school that David's sister goes to.
That's right. She's in eighth grade. What's up, Sarah?
Have you given her the warning that we're going to be there?
I sure did.
Is she nervous already?
I think a little bit.
So I'm thinking, you know, like this could be a really proud moment where her big brother shows up,
yeah,
right?
And right. Say,
hey, that's my brother right there. So I'm thinking on Friday morning, we have a contest where people get to decide what David wears to Harrisburg.
Sure, why not? Let's
contest.
It could be a Harrisburg Hornets cheerleaders outfit.
Okay.
Would all that right. work for you?
Yeah.
Can you imagine if he's there dressed as a cheerleader?
You know, what's funny, too, is that her boyfriend plays on the football team.
Oh,
he starts
Sarah.
At center.
This is a good idea.
This is perfect. I love this idea.
Friday morning live in Harrisburg at Harrisburg High School. It's your K-Fine High School tailgate tour powered by Glen Sane Motors.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
And I have one question for you two. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
birthday to you. Happy birthday. Yeah. Happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Monday, September the 10th of 2018. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Leslie Ann Cowles of Jonesboro, who celebrates today. Lindsay Probst, also from Jonesboro, happy birthday. Nakia Oswald from Bono is celebrating. How about Sarah Cole in Paragould, turning 9 years old today. And Amanda Duran of Jonesboro, happy birthday. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say,
happy birthday
to all y'all. And you celebrate with these celebrities.
Ashley Monroe turns 32 years old today. She is a part of the Pistolanis with Miranda Lambert.
Yeah.
Ryan Phillippe is 44. Bob Lee Swagger on Shooter.
And he was married to?
Reese Witherspoon.
Correct.
There you go.
Did you have any idea?
I had no idea.
All right.
Randy Johnson, 55 years old today. The Hall of Fame pitcher. He was known as the Big Unit.
As the what?
The Big Unit.
What does that mean?
That's what he's known for?
That was just his nickname. Back in the day, they had very good nicknames for athletes.
Yeah.
And the Big Unit was his.
From this point forward, I would like, since he's retired now, I would like, since I'm active,
right.
I would like to be referred to as the Big Unit.
Is it okay if I just call you Unit?
Do that.
All right, Unit. Joe Perry. Oh he has a birthday from Aerosmith, 68 today.
Come on now. I like that one. What about the 90s? What about this one? You remember these?
Oh, yeah.
And this one as well. Dave, are you more of like a classic Aerosmith guy?
Yeah, give me the stuff from like the 70s, man. I love that music.
Ooh, even this. You want to go way back to the 70s?
Yeah.
Like, give me maybe, I don't know, Dream On.
Dream On is good. You can do Sweet Emotion. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Sweet Emotion. So many great Aerosmith songs. Joe Perry has a birthday today. And of course, this one.
Man, makes me want to go watch Armageddon.
This is a song, though, that Steven Tyler was all about recording because they knew it was going to be the soundtrack and all that stuff. And the rest of the band thought they were going to commercial.
Oh,
and they didn't like the song. They didn't want to record it.
Dang,
and it ended up being the biggest hit ever for Aerosmith. But the rest of the band was against it.
That's kind of wild.
I just want to be with you. Who cut that off?
It was not me. Don't blame me.
Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Nakia Oswald, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So I already told you last night I watched, for the most part, Miss America. I did watch a little bit of Sunday Night Football. And by a little bit, I mean, well, the first bit of Sunday Night Football.
The opening, right?
What's a guy supposed to do? Right. I mean, Carrie Underwood, I do a country morning show. I owe it to the audience
you
to watch.
You have to watch. Jeez.
I do. If you missed it, the new theme debuted. It's called Game On with Carrie Underwood. Here's what it sounds like.
Everybody's ready for the party. Everywhere coast to coast. Come on, we're just getting started. Been waiting all day, let's go. The gang's all here for a throwdown. A rowdy crowd rocking the place. The bears and the pack in a showdown.
Come on, Carrie.
Game on. Hey, it's Sunday night. Game on. Hey, turn up the lights. America's game on NBC, the only place to be. Game on.
Carrie Underwood.
Game on. It's Sunday night.
There you go. You can check out the full video, and why wouldn't you? On the BBITM blog at kfine.com, kfin.com.
Well, guys, a big announcement is out. Kane Brown is going out on tour.
Man.
Everybody's talking about heaven like they just can't wait to go.
I'm excited about this one.
Dude. Saying how it's going to be so good.
So it's Kane Brown, Granger Smith, your girl, Bray Lynn. She's going to be out too. Daniel Bradbury, Jimmy Allen. I mean, it's a star-studded lineup when you really think about it. And Kane Brown will be coming to the Landers Center in South Haven. That's January 18th. Different shows in Missouri, too. So you can see him multiple times within just a couple of hours.
Sweet.
And those tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. KFIN.com.
I think that'll be a fun show.
It'll be a ton of fun.
Kane Brown coming to K-Fine Country.
Another big show. Luke Combs announced he's going to be headlining starting in January.
Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning.
What's he doing?
He is coming to North Little Rock February 8th.
Sweet. Tickets on sale Friday morning for that show as well. Again, all the info at KFIN.com.
I'm on number away from calling you.
Couple of big shows.
I confess, I lied when I said,
of course, this is Luke Combs' most recent hit right here.
She got the best to me. She broke my heart.
And again, all of that is up right now at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
A lot of people are on their way to work this morning. Be careful on the roadways. We say that with extra caution today because Friday morning we were on our way to Rector High School and it was early in the morning. The sun was just starting to come up and we had a near-death experience.
We really did. And there's a lot of our own family and friends that know us. And let's just say sometimes they think that we embellish stories a little bit.
Yeah, my wife thinks that.
Well, and my husband thinks that.
Right. They think that we're going to tell a story and maybe we've jazzed it up a tad bit.
And maybe sometimes, you know what, in all honesty, we do.
Yeah.
But we are not jazzing this up.
Y'all, so we were on our way to the school and I'm driving. And I even made a joke. If you remember, as we were leaving the coffee shop, I said, I don't know why I always have to drive. David, why don't you ever drive? What if you would have been driving? We might not be here this morning.
No, we wouldn't have been here.
Oh, because I couldn't react? Is that what you're saying?
Because I have reflexes like a cat.
You do? After what happened, I have to say yes, I agree.
Literally.
I agree 100%.
Two-lane road between Marmaduke and Rector. And we noticed a car in front of us swerves real fast out of the way. I'm thinking like there's an animal there. So I follow suit a little bit and I realize there is a car coming head-on in our lane. Within seconds, I take the monster truck. I switch it over to the side to the right real fast. We go toward the edge. We could have teetered over and fallen off the side of the road.
Right.
And then within a second, I switch it all the way back and aim right back to the road. We could have gone into oncoming traffic again, but somehow I swerved it back in and we're driving a straight line like nothing ever happened.
And what's crazy, I don't think that we all talked for like 5 minutes. I think that we all just sat there and just like later on we were like, what just happened?
We could have all died.
Yeah.
The entire morning show in one spot, boom. And like my wife thought, okay, are you exaggerating a little bit? I'm like, no, you can text David. Mm-hmm. You can text Kelly separately. Literally, we were 1 second away from dying. Head on collision, probably flipping the truck.
Yeah.
And that's what would have happened on Friday.
And we even teetered because the truck is not made to, you know, it's not like a little sports car.
No.
So when you did get out of the way, we did kind of tip a little bit.
Yeah.
It just gave me chills. Like I had that feeling again.
That whole thing was just, I mean, it happened and was over and within 2 seconds. That was the craziest thing. It was like, whoa.
And throughout the rest of the morning, we would just kind of look at each other and be like, y'all.
Did we really just survive this?
Yes.
Like there was an intervention, divine intervention.
Yes.
There was something there.
So I told Leslie whenever she woke up at about 11:30. Just kidding. That's a joke. That's a joke.
It was about like 10:30.
But exactly. But I told her and Kai heard about it. I didn't realize he heard the conversation and he started crying.
Aww.
And was so worried, wanted me to come home and spend the rest of the day with him and play games and all that kind of stuff. So it made me feel the love. Now, the great thing is I felt the love from my son. I felt the love from my wife for just a few seconds. And then I really figured the people that I saved, like literally, I'm the guy. If it isn't for me, you're not here today. And I didn't have a gift. I didn't have a thank you. I didn't even have a monster sitting over here today. Literally, I saved your lives.
No.
Wow.
I read the book before that. That's how I knew how to do that. The book, How to Save Life. But I guess in a situation like this, when somebody will risk their own life to save you guys, you find out who your friends are.
You find out who your friends are.
That's me.
Somebody's going to drop.
That's me, y'all. The friend.
Run out and crank up their car.
Right?
Hit the gas, get that fast, now stop.
I'm telling you, I hope that everybody listening right now has a good friend like me.
Oh, goodness.
Y'all can always count on me.
For sure.
That's what friends are for.
For swerving.
I'm telling you guys.
You've got a friend in me.
You do have a friend in me. Where's my gift?
You've got a friend in me.
Your family should give me
a
gift as well. Okay. That works. My name is Brandon Baxter, and I save lives on Friday morning. And to all of you, I would save your lives as well. You can lean on me. When things are difficult, I'm right there for you.
When you got to swerve.
Man.
Missed that car.
I'm telling you. Thank me publicly.
Thank you, Brandon.
Thank you, guys.
Sometimes in our lives, we all have pain. We all have sorrow.
But guys, when that happens, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always here.
We are wise.
You're lucky.
We know that there.
I know y'all think I'm being funny, but I'm not.
Lean on me.
Lean on me, y'all.
When you're not strong.
Saving lives, part of my job.
And I'll be your friend.
Gosh.
I'll help you.
I helped you carry on.
This has gone too far.
It won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean.
Just lean on me, y'all. That guy, man. I'm like the rock of this studio.
Oh, my God.
Not Dwayne Johnson.
What?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Every Monday morning, we pick up the phone and we call Eric Birch from Birch & Co. Good morning, Mr. Birch.
What's up, guys? How are y'all today?
Hey, man. We're lucky to be alive. At least they are.
Well, Brandon. That's what I heard. So a little issue Friday morning with traffic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty close. And again, people hear what we do and we joke around about it now because it really wasn't funny in the moment.
But, I imagine not.
But like legit, we were just seconds away.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think the least that David and Kelly could do for you is at least get you some cheese dip for that deal.
That's it, man.
I mean,
you want a cheese dip?
I mean,
you got it.
Hey, if somebody saves my life, the first thing I'm doing is, you know, running to Walmart, grabbing some ponchos and hooking them up.
Cheese dip.
Dude, how good is that stuff, though?
It's so good. We're going to laugh when we bring it tomorrow.
No, I'll eat it like crazy. Do you warm up?
You won't be able to hear him talk tomorrow. It's just going to be chips on the radio. Oh. Crunch, 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 crunch.
That sounds good. Do you guys warm up your chips?
Oh, yeah, I don't. A little bit, maybe.
Do you warm up your cheese dip?
Oh, absolutely. Every time.
See, right, I can eat that cheese dip cold.
I've got a question in for David. So David probably knows a better way to do this than anybody else because he's the microwave expert.
Thank you.
Can you take chips? Because I love them when I go to the restaurants and they're warm when they bring them out. Mm-hmm. But can you actually take chips at home and stick them in the microwave? Is there a setting that gets them warm for the dip?
Yeah, I don't know about that exact setting, but I bet if you put some chips in the microwave for like 5 seconds, that's like the perfect amount of heat to them.
What about the oven? I mean, think about just a few seconds on a baking sheet.
You could do that in the oven, too.
Uh-oh, David's going to the oven. I didn't think he'd use the oven.
Every once in a while, I'll throw out the oven.
Okay. I got you.
Hey, get us motivated this morning as we tackle a new week. A lot of people are excited because the temperatures are a tad bit cooler. It's still pretty, but it's cooler.
It feels amazing outside. I mean, it's going to be a great week. Hopefully, we're done with a bunch of the rain and everything. And I know... rough weekend for football. If you watch any of that stuff, I mean, just forget about this weekend. Let's move forward and everything. But, guys, you know, we're still pushing Explore Jonesboro. So, hashtag Explore Jonesboro. So, this week is literally some of the stuff we were just talking about. Go out and find your favorite business in Jonesboro. Whether it's a car dealership, whether it's a bank, whether it's a local mom and pop, get a picture in front of it. Hashtag Explore Jonesboro. You know, this big, huge grand prize we're going to be giving away at the Barbecue Fest. So exciting times, good stuff. So get out, check out. I just want, what's your favorite place to hang out? What's your favorite restaurant? What's your favorite thing to do in the evening? So wherever that is, get a picture, throw up the hashtag Explore Jonesboro. This thing is rocking and rolling. It's exciting. It's fun. Everybody's getting involved in the community. So just having a great time.
It's Eric Birch with Birch & Company, your Monday morning motivation. And again, the hashtag Explore Jonesboro, Explore Jonesboro. And Eric, we hope you have a great week, man.
You guys too.
Eric Birch.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There are times where Kelly and I are very much alike. Like, we came up in the same era. We listened to a lot of the same type of music by the time her family allowed her to listen to music.
That's true.
Like, would your mother and father have ever taken you to a Michael Jackson concert?
Probably not, although that was my first cassette tape.
Oh, was it?
Thriller, yeah.
Ooh. Yeah, good stuff. So Kelly says that she has put together some stuff that she found over the weekend that is going to bring back so many memories in my mind that I'm going to be so excited. I'll want to sit with her with one earbud in her ear and one earbud in my ear, sharing the earbuds and listening.
It's completely true. And if there's got to be on every song that I'm going to play for you, you're going to like every single one of them. That's my bet.
Okay. Let's see.
All right. The first one is this one. It's Wherever You Are by Jack Ingram.
Wherever you are. Oh. No,
you remember this? It's going to get better, though. It's going to get better.
David's already rolling his eyes.
David should just leave right now.
Okay.
Come back next break, David.
This isn't aimed at you, David.
All right. The next one is Dina Carter. Yeah. We Danced Anyway.
Far away. I know this one.
Now, this is the Strawberry Wine Girl.
Yeah. Oh, I do know this one.
We were so in love. We were so in love. And the band played songs that we had never heard, but we danced anyway.
So you like it? He's
smiling. I haven't heard this one in probably 20 years.
So I was like singing it around my house.
Yeah, that's Saturday. A great song.
All right, here's, now that we're gonna go a little bit of a different direction. Ronnie Millsap.
Oh,
this song right here.
I love it.
I wouldn't have missed it for the world.
David, see how he's continuing to smile?
Yeah, he's over over here like, oh, we'll see what happens. Yeah. We're singing every song.
Yo, I put together a commercial for a concert with Ronnie Mills app. And I was so happy putting that together. I sent it to my wife. I'm like, you gotta hear this.
And what did she think?
She wasn't as happy. She was happy with my work, wasn't as excited about the music, but I was like, that music is awesome.
All right, and then the next one is Daryl Singletary, yeah. I Let Her Lie.
And in the glare of the morning sun, she swore I was her only one. But I let her lie.
That is good too. You know why? Because the truth is too hard to handle.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is going to be good. You're going to know this one too. Maybe, David.
Because the truth was too hard to handle, and I couldn't bear to lose that girl.
And he's still smiling.
We were that small.
See,
okay.
This is an earbud sharing type of a day with me and Kelly.
But we're going to end on maybe the greatest ever. And you're going to, this is going to be the cherry on top for you.
All right.
Restless Heart.
Oh, gosh. I love them.
Now, I didn't even realize that they sang this one right here.
Which one do you
when
have?
When She Cries.
Oh, that's a good one.
When she cries at night and she doesn't think that.
That's good. What else did you have from Restless Heart?
Do you have The Bluest Eyes in Texas?
I might. Oh, the song. She's weird, man.
I set myself up for that. Which, by the way, everyone, Brandon does have blue eyes, and he's from Texas.
Oh, man, and they're blue, y'all.
Okay, but...
Did I wait too long?
The man, best one.
If I could pick either hanging musically with Kelly or David, there's no doubt she wins every time.
The best one. We're going to have to close on this one.
What is it?
I'll Still Be Loving You.
Thank you, Kelly.
It's not weird. To you.
But what song are you talking about?
I'll be yours until the sun doesn't shine. Till time stands still. Until the wind don't blow.
Frog him. Right now.
Ow! Why'd you hit me?
Because you're snarling your nose at this.
You learn this song tonight or else.
You're never allowed on a country station again if you don't know this music.
Yeah.
And I saved your life on Friday, by the way.
Okay, that has nothing to do with me liking Restless Heart, okay? What the heck?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I have something awkward to ask, and I don't know if I should ask him or not.
Just ask him?
Of course you should ask him.
Should I ask it?
Just do it.
I don't even know what you're going to ask, but...
Well, I was reading something in USA Today, and then it made me think, like, because we don't talk to tons of millennials, but, like, David's a millennial.
We have our own right here in the room.
That's true.
The reason he's on this show is because he's a millennial, right?
Yeah, I love it.
I'm just gonna ask it. I need you to answer honestly. Close your eyes, because I think if you look at me, you might lie.
Okay.
I read a story about millennials, and I need to know this. Do you wear clothes when you sleep?
Wow, you weren't kidding. This is a weird question.
Because, and I'll tell you why first. 2/3 of millennials don't. 2/3 of millennials sleep with nothing on.
David?
I will say this. Honesty is the best policy.
That is correct.
I don't sleep completely naked.
Okay.
But I have tried it.
Why is it so weird with him?
But.
Why is it? I don't know
like
either.
It's wrong.
Okay, hang on. Stop.
Horrible.
Stop. Because this is what's classic about this. I believe there's two options. I just spit everywhere. I believe there's two options. He either slept in the buff with two male roommates in the house, or he slept in the buff at his parents' house.
Which one was it?
Well, maybe you should put an and instead of or. Different situations. You got to try it. It's like I'm sleeping with them in the same bed. Jeez, the door is locked.
But I'm telling you, like if they were repainting my house and I was going to stay at Kelly and Joey's, I don't think I'd sleep naked. Think about how weird that is.
That is weird.
Now, can you imagine me just dropping drawers in Kelly and Joey's house just because the door's locked?
What do you think they're going to come peeking in?
I'm just saying.
I will say, though, when I lived with my two roommates, there was one who did sleep naked, and he also came out of his room naked on multiple occasions.
No, you have to draw the line with, you can't do that.
I'm telling you, he would go out, the thermometer was right next to, or the thermometer. The
thermostat.
Thermometer.
What are you doing with that thermometer?
Wow. That's a weird thermometer. The thermostat.
Hang on, I'll be right back after we get a thermometer.
It was a normal occasion for us to check our temperature.
That's so weird.
But the thermostat was right next to my door, and he told me on multiple occasions he would come out naked to change it.
No.
Did you ever run into him awkwardly in the dark?
Yes. Well, not in the dark, but in the middle of the day once.
Oh. Even in the middle of the day?
What is happening? I had
come home at lunch, and somebody was burning something. Something like a field, and then the smoke kind of rolled into the house, I guess, and he thought something was burning, so he came out naked from the shower. That's a true story.
No towels in the house or anything like that?
Well, he had a towel, but, you know.
He had a window open or something?
Well.
You're being weird.
It was a weird situation. What do you want me to say?
Why did he make it more weird?
He shut down.
2/3 of millennials sleep naked, and so does David the Barrel Boy.
No, I don't sleep naked anymore. I've tried it. I'll admit it.
There's your visual for the day.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
So Gotcha Gossip on Ariana Grande, who's going through some stuff right now. So her ex-boyfriend, who was a rapper, Mac Miller, passed away on Friday at the age of 26. It was a big story. A lot of celebrities and blogs and all that were talking about that and mourning his loss. So people were wondering what was Ariana Grande going to do because their breakup was kind of not the best. Yeah. And it happened earlier this year. And she did post a photo on her social media of him where he looked, I don't know, it was a sad photo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it was a happy moment for them, but then seeing, you know, that's what... how she reflects on him. And then there were people on social media who were attacking her new fiance, Pete Davidson, basically saying that she broke Mac Miller's heart, which led to the problem. So she had to disable comments on social media. But a tough time right now for Ariana Grande as she mourns the loss of Mac Miller.
And we got your gossip on Cardi B and Nicki Minaj. They got into a massive brawl right in the middle of this fashion event where everybody's in tuxedos and suits and dresses and everybody's looking nice. Real classy event, right? But that didn't matter to Cardi B and Nicki. So Nicki was trying to take this picture with a couple of people.
Right.
She noticed that Cardi B was walking by. She had a really long train on her dress and Nicki just so happened to stomp on it.
Oh, you can't do
Nicki.
That.
And that blew Cardi B up to the point where she was having to be held back because she had her shoe in her hand and was ready to attack Nicki in front of everybody inside of this huge, nice venue.
Oh,
even
man.
Threw the shoe at her.
No.
But then they started getting into it, and Nicki, like, pulled her hair out, and her wig was ripped off. Cardi B ended up with a big whelp on her forehead. They got into a massive fight in the middle of this fashion event. Mm. I mean, what's going on here? I can't figure this kind of stuff out. But the video and the pictures, everything that happened, are up on the BBITN blog at kfin.com, kfin.com.
So, David, I want to pretend that I'm Nicki Minaj for a second, and I just stepped on your dress. What does this sound like?
Yeah, David, what does it sound like?
I don't even know what to say. I don't think I could repeat what she was saying, right?
You're just going to have to search it out. All right, gotcha gossip on Zac Efron. So he's known for High School Musical, but most recently The Greatest Showman. And recently there's been claims that he has been hooking up with Mel B. Now, Mel B is Scary Spice from the Spice Girls. Do you remember her?
Yeah.
All right, so apparently she's separated with her husband, and reports are saying that they met through an exclusive celebrity dating app. So I didn't know that celebrities had those.
I didn't either.
But there's that. And apparently she's 43, he's 30. And apparently it was just a one kind of date type
and
deal.
They're cool with that.
Yep. Mm.
Well, she's also on America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people who might not remember Mel B from the Spice Girls might know her from that show.
Yeah. How about it?
There's that.
That's one of those relationships. Mm-hmm. I was like, what? Kind of caught me off guard a little bit. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Football fans are all excited, man. We had a big football weekend. There's more football on television tonight with a doubleheader of Monday Night Football.
Yeah, the New York Jets taking on the Lions. That'll be at 6:10 later this evening, so it's a little bit of an early start. And then the Rams play the Raiders at 9:20.
All right, so that's your favorite team, right?
The Raiders, yeah.
Yeah.
They're going to be awful.
Will they be bad?
They're going to be 4-12 this year.
You think so?
Yeah.
Who did you predict to win the Super Bowl? Can you remember who he said? We wrote it down, I think.
Was it New England?
No. I picked the Saints this year. It's kind of my pick, but they were,
they lost, right?
Yeah, they lost like 48-40. Crazy.
To
the Tampa Bay Buccaneers with a backup quarterback.
You get mad at football.
I do get mad because they shouldn't lose.
I was mad at the Cowboys.
Cowboys were awful.
You've been mad at them for a long time.
But man, there was 2 years ago, I thought for a second, like when Dak Prescott first came in, I'm like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
But then we lost Dez Bryant and Jason Witten's gone. And now it's like, what are they going to do?
It looks like they're going to lose.
Oh, I was disappointed in that. Now they play the Giants next week. Nobody was more disappointed than Jerry the King Lawler, though, because Lawler is a lifelong Cleveland Browns fan. And you know he's looking at the game. They're playing the Steelers. He's probably thinking, well, it'd be cool if we could win, but
yeah,
you know, the chances of that happening. Dude, they were tied. They went to overtime.
It was a crazy game. I was basically off the game because it was like 21-7 fourth quarter. I'm thinking, all right, there's no way the Cleveland Browns are going to win this game. They're the Browns. But then all of a sudden, they get some turnovers. They get some points on the board. It's tied 21-21 going to overtime.
They could have won.
They almost did win.
I never want any of my children to be a kicker.
Oh, the pressure.
Ever.
So did the guy miss it or did somebody block it?
Somebody blocked it with like 10 seconds left because Pittsburgh turned the ball over with like 20 seconds left in the game.
And they have a chance to win.
The Browns have a chance to win. Oh. And then it's blocked. And I was sitting next to Rachel. I was standing up at this point because I was like, let's go Cleveland. Because I wanted to see him win so bad.
It's like a chip shot.
Yes. It was like a 40-yard field goal, just a little bit longer than an extra point.
I could do that.
Because I could too. Me and you both.
Yeah.
Okay, next halftime at the A-State game,
okay.
We're all going to kick and see what happens.
Delete that from the podcast that never was said.
Oh, man. So I was disappointed for Cleveland, and last night, I'll be honest, the Packers, I know they're really good, but whenever they put Brett Favre out to pasture and Aaron Rodgers came in, I'm still mad about that. Shut up. I'm still mad. Still mad.
No.
Yeah. So I was hoping the Bears were going to win last night. I thought they were about to.
I can tell you right now, when the Bears were up 17 at halftime and Aaron Rodgers was done, it was just a terrible, terrible feeling. Because everybody thought, he's done for the season because it looked that bad. Yeah. He's digging out the cart. Everyone's thinking, oh, this is it for Aaron Rodgers. The halftime show was depressing. I wanted to cry for NBC.
I wonder if they did that for ratings. Like, hey, it's only just a little bit of a
No one knew
sprain.
What was going on. I mean, legit, no one knew what was going on. So everyone
Let's
thought
put
his
him
season
on a
was
cart.
Over.
He probably had to poop. Oh, I got to go to the bathroom.
Put me on a cart so it looks like I'm hurt.
And he knew he could come back and win because he's Aaron Rodgers. He's really good.
But, dude, that second half when he came back out, it gave me chills. And I kept telling people, dude, he's about to win this game. This is unreal.
He's playing on one leg. Mm-hmm. I mean, what are the chances?
And he throws like a 50-yard bomb for a touchdown. Then he has that 800-yard pass play with 2 minutes left.
800 yards.
And I'm like, hell, is this even possible? This is the best performance I have ever seen in my life.
And they're at home, and the place is going crazy.
I mean, it really does. You talk about a storyline to start the season. Wow.
Such a huge rival, too.
Wow.
And that's what Kelly's basically saying. It sounds like a storyline.
It really does.
It sounds like it was written for a movie.
I know.
This is that's like the first sign for the Packers to win the Super Bowl this year.
Oh, you think so?
They have a good chance with Aaron Rodgers out there. I'll tell you this.
They had the same chance last year.
Hang on,
David.
I'm going to write this down. Go ahead, David.
Aaron
what are you going to say?
Rodgers last year.
Oh, that's what I meant.
Go ahead, predict. Predict, David. I'm writing.
I don't know.
He can't predict a new one every
week. I'm not going to predict.
He just said the Packers.
They have a chance. They have a chance to win.
Give us top three.
After watching the Packers last night, I'd say them. I'm still going to stick with the Saints and go with the Patriots.
All right, there you go.
David's prediction.
He went out on a limb there.
Oh, please.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
There's a wild story out of Cleveland where a woman, her power went out, and she went to light a candle, and what was she going to do?
Light a candle.
Thank you, Chris Young. She goes to light a candle. She grabs what she thinks is a candle, and guess what happens? Boom! It blows up.
Stop.
Whoa.
It wasn't a candle. It was a stick of dynamite.
Dynamite? This is a cartoon.
I know that. It doesn't even sound real. She has severe injuries. She blew off several fingers.
I don't doubt it.
Oh, my goodness.
Who has dynamite just sitting around?
And where do you get it? Like, is there a dynamite store?
I don't know.
Wow.
If we wanted to buy dynamite today.
I mean, if you're in construction, maybe. Like, if you're, like, trying to, I don't know, build a bridge.
On the cartoons, didn't it always have something on it? Started with an A.
It was like
A-C-M-E. Something like that.
Oh, the Acme Company. Yeah.
Or it said TNT on there, and right. It was always like a huge explosion, and it just burned them up a little bit.
It's a wild story, though. Be careful if you have dynamite in your home.
Brandon Baxter in the morning. Country music news. K-Fine. Country music news. On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Well, y'all, she is back. Carrie Underwood and football go together like hand in glove.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
So we have seen the intro, the video, and the new song for Carrie Underwood in Sunday Night Football. If you haven't heard it, Game On sounds like this.
Everybody's ready for the party, everywhere coast to coast. Come on, we're just getting started. Been waiting all day, let's go. The gang's all here for a throwdown. A rowdy crowd rocking the place. The fans and a pack in a showdown.
So, of course, it's Carrie. She looks amazing. You can check out the entire intro video on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Well, guys, one of the big shows coming to K-Fine Country, it is Kane Brown headlining his own show.
What if I was made for you and you were made for me? What if this is it? What if it's made for me?
I want to go to that show.
Absolutely. It's coming to K-Fine Country. Landers Center in South Haven, January the 18th. He has other shows coming to Missouri as well. So if you want to, you can go see him multiple times within just a couple of hours from here. But those tickets go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. KFIN.com, KFIN.com.
And another big show, Luke Combs announced he will be headlining a tour starting in January.
Then you rolled in with your hair in the wind, baby, without warning. I was doing all right, but just your side.
Where's he going
to
be?
He's coming to North Little Rock to the Verizon Arena February 8th, and tickets go on sale this Friday, and you can get them at KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
David, what's on TV tonight?
Well, Brandon, on TV tonight, of course, the NFL is back. That means Monday Night Football is back on ESPN. Your boy Jason Witten going to be up in the booth.
Hey. Come on now.
Booger McFarlane. Come on now. He's going to be out there.
He loves saying that.
He loves. Well, he got an autograph from that guy.
So. I did many, many years. 12 years ago.
All right.
12 years ago.
Many,
yep.
many years ago.
I bet Booger still remembers that.
I doubt he remembers it at all. But 6 o'clock, the Detroit Lions are hosting the New York Jets. It's a doubleheader of Monday Night Football because you have another game after that. That game kicks off at 9:20.
Holy goodness.
Well, guys, I can't come in the morning.
I know.
See y'all on Wednesday.
That's crazy.
But anyway, the Los Angeles Rams will head north to the Oakland Raiders. That game again on ESPN 9:20. But if you're sick and tired of football, you're over all that mess, there is still some great television on with NBC, American Ninja Warrior, the 10th season finale. That's on at 7. And on the Fox Television Network, you have the 15th season finale of So You Think You Can Dance. That's on at 7 as well.
Hope you guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.